The affair. I've just stepped out of the most glorious bath. The water was hot, sensual, and so relaxing. My skin is tingling in all the right places. I feel soft, flushed, and deliciously warm. I'm wearing nothing but a short, white, toweling robe clinging to my damp skin. My hair's all wrapped up in a matching towel. Bare feet, dark red nail polish. I move to close the curtain when I see him. He's back again. It's 10 past midnight. A sleek gunmetal grey Jaguar E-Type pulls into the driveway. The roof down. He's wearing tailored trousers, a shirt half tucked in, no tie. Confident, he's casual, but he's controlled. He steps out of the car, no flowers, just walks straight in, lets himself into her house like he owns the place. She's married, you know, happily it seems, respectful husband. Big house, money, stability, the dream, right? So why the affair? What does he have that makes her risk it all? I had to know. I threw on a black satin night slip, slipped my hair into a wet, messy bun, and slid into my fluffiest slippers. Heart pounding, thighs still slick from the bath. I crept over to number 345. The door was slightly open. I shouldn't have looked, but I did. I peered through the crack and I heard her, low moans, breathy, desperate. I could see into the kitchen and they were there. His trousers were low, just enough to thrust into her from behind. Her body folded over the marble worktop, her legs shaking, her moans growing louder, his hands on her back steadying her as he fucked her deep and hard. She was on her tiptoes, barely able to stay standing. He held her up as he moved inside her with raw, perfect rhythm. He kissed her spine, pressed her head gently to the cold marble as her body surrendered. Her toes curled, she cried out. He pulled back, slick and hard, just to rub her clit fast with his hand until she came again. Then, he pushed back inside of her, deep and fast and so powerful. And the way he touched her, God, you could feel it. He loved her. Worshipped every inch of her, the way he held her body close to his, like he couldn't bear to let her go, like he needed to be inside her to survive. She came again, hard, moaning his name. Oh, Alexander, Alex, baby, I need you. He turned her to face him, kissed her like she was oxygen. Her eyes soft, melting, she wrapped her legs around him and whispered, "Make love to me, baby, please." He slid into her one last time and released, deep, raw, full. His body shook, her legs gripped and tighter. He buried his head into her hair, still trembling, proud, possessive. And then, slowly, gently, he set her down. His cum dripping slowly down her leg. The whole thing lasted maybe 20 minutes, but I'm still standing here, frozen, wet, and shaking. Did that just happen? The door was left open. Maybe they wanted someone to see. Maybe she wanted her husband to walk in.